In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world and for the well-being of the Church of God and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Let us pray. Everlasting God, in your never-ending search for a lost and alienated humanity, you gave up your Son, Jesus Christ, to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross. In your mercy, enable us to walk the same path of self-sacrifice and share in the glorious victory of his resurrection. Through Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced, therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I should not put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me, who will declare me guilty. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Dismay to my acquaintances. When they see me in the street, they avoid me.
Reading from Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel according to Mark. Please be seated for the first part of the reading. I'll invite you to stand. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus and led him away and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so." Then the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now, at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked. Now, a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have them release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again. "Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the King of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. And then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him with a purple robe, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him, and they began saluting him. "Hail, King of the Jews!" They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. And then they led him out to crucify him. They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified 2 bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days? Save yourself and come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves and saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now so that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. And when it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he's calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let's see whether Elijah will come to take him down." And then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Jesus came triumphant into Jerusalem, but he knew what faced him. The suffering that would accompany would be searing, and the death would be terrible. And worst of all would be the pain of abandonment. Jesus would die abandoned by everyone. His friends and his disciples would run away and leave him to die alone. From among his very best friends, one would turn him into the authorities, and another would deny knowing him. Jesus' experience of abandonment even seemed to extend to his Father. My God, why have you forsaken me? But in his dying a lonely death on the cross, Jesus brought salvation to all those who are abandoned by others. The poor and homeless, the unemployed and underemployed, lonely, aging folks, those suffering from communicable diseases, political prisoners, prisoners on death row, prostitutes, the hungry, those experiencing humanitarian violence and genocide. In dying his lonely death on the cross, Jesus brought salvation to all those who are abandoned by others. The ultimate injustice is for a person or a group to be treated actively or abandoned passively as if they were non-members of the human race. And to treat people this way is effectively to say that they simply do not count as human beings. Saint Paul tells us, your attitude must be Christ's. We must empty ourselves and take the form of slaves on behalf of those who are abandoned by the world. Jesus died and rose that they might be liberated from their abandonment.
Thank you. made us our people through our baptism into Christ, living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in
one God, Father.
Trusting in God's promise to reconcile all things, let us pray for the church, the well-being of creation, and a world in need. Blessed One, today the church sings glad hosannas as we enter Holy Week. Prepare us to bear witness to Christ's suffering and death. Gather your people around the cross and comfort us with a resurrection hope. Lord, in your mercy. Renew your good creation and protect the balance of life on earth. Encourage the work of foresters, scientists, arborists, gardeners, and river keepers. We pray for the health of pollinating insects, songbirds, and native plants. Lord, in your mercy. Establish peace and justice among the nations. Hold to account any with authority to judge others. Grant that courts, legislatures, and local governments will serve with integrity and compassion. Lord, in your mercy. Bring hope to any who feel forsaken or forgotten. Make a way for refugees and asylum seekers. Reunite families enduring separation. We pray for any who are incarcerated, institutionalized, or in foster care, that they may know your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give energy and joy to our pastors, deacons, worship leaders, and musicians. Watch over those who travel. Lord, in your mercy. For whom or what else do the people of God pray?
For you is the story.
Lord, in your mercy. God of loving kindness, you desire fullness of life for everyone. Fill those who hunger. Comfort the grieving and attend to those near death. Bring help and hope to any who are sick or needing your care, especially Shirley, Christian, Dylan's family, Kurt, Lisa, and Malachi, Eunice, Mary, Bill, John's family, Charlene, Samuel, Zion, and their mother, Jane, Scott, Hildy, her cousin Dennis, and for the family of her friend Pat. For Awatosh and Mulageta, Matt's mother Jean, for Finley, Pat, Donna, Kathleen, Jean, Richard, Jan, Barb, Denny, and Hildy. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Blessed One, our times are in your hands. Sustain us in discipleship throughout our lives and receive us into everlasting life. We give thanks for the courage of Oscar Arnolfo Romero, bishop and martyr, whom we commemorate today. Lord, in your mercy. Accompany us on our journey, God of grace, and receive the prayers of our hearts through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Please rise as you're able in body or spirit, and the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of God's peace with your neighbor. Please rise as you're able in body or spirit.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, whose suffering and death gave salvation to all. You gather your people around the tree of the cross, transforming death into life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending.
Thank you.
In the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, broke it, gave thanks, and gave it to the disciples to eat, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given into death for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "Take, drink. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." As we prepare our hearts for this holy meal, let us pray the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, please be seated. In this place of grace, all baptized Christians are welcome to the table of grace. If you wish to receive from the pew, you may do so using your communicable under my instruction in a moment. Otherwise, we invite you to come forward and receive by intinction. Simply take the bread you receive and dip it either into the wine or into the grape juice that'll come on the farthest left. For those receiving in the pew, you'll first peel off the bottom tab to eat the bread, and then peel off the top tab to drink the wine. You may do so at this time. This is the body of Christ, broken for you. And this is the blood of Christ shed for you. Christ is among us. Receive the bread of life. Those who wish to receive at this time up front may come forward now. Body of Christ. Generous God, at this table we have tasted your immeasurable grace. As grains of wheat are gathered into one bread, the body of Christ, help us become Christ to our neighbor and share the bread we have with the world. In the name of Jesus, bread of life. Again, welcome to those of you who are guests among us this day. God bless you with the peace, light, and love of Christ Jesus that the people of Queen Anne Lutheran Church experience each time they gather in God's holy name. We have one announcement that we'd like to welcome Jim forward for. Please be seated.
Good morning, everybody. So do we have some UW Huskies here? Maybe a cougar or two? Is it PLU Lancelot? Yes, so SPU Falcon? Well, whatever school you associate with, I'm a Lobo. The University of Washington campus ministry pastor, Chelsea Globe, reached out to Pastor Dan this last week and said there's a huge need for food and toiletries on the campus right now. Apparently the visitations have gone from about 400 a week to almost double that, almost 800 now. And so she's sponsoring a little competition among various churches. Pastor Dan asked me about it and I said, yeah, why not? Let's do it. So apparently the church that gives the most to will get her as a guest preacher, which could be very interesting. So for the month of April, we'll be collecting those items and I'll deliver them in early May. So reaching out to the students in need at UW, apparently there's a really growing need. The other food collection item, again, these are non-perishables, but not too many Doritos or Twinkies, please. Preferably healthy food. The other thing we'll do this year will be a non-perishable drive for Thanksgiving meals sponsored by Queen Anne Helpline during Thanksgiving. The other thing we'll do, very briefly, is you may recall the four Fridays in the year when there are, in the months where there are five Fridays, we'll be providing dinner for up to 40 or so youth at New Horizons Ministries in Belltown, the shelter and service center for youth there. Well, this next Friday is it. We're providing a meal for all of those youth. It's all taken care of, it's covered, so we're set. We do have a need in May. I will be out for the month of May, so we need some other help. So if you can provide a casserole or anything, a main dish or a side dish, please let me know. And for the other two Fridays, I think August and November, I've got the main course covered, but we could also use some side dishes. So if you can help out for May 31st, which is that Friday, simply to prepare a dish and then we'll arrange delivery, well, let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. And then just a reminder that Holy Week worship continues with Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. There are details in your service folder. Take that along with you. And then you're also invited to pick up. There are some door knockers available in the narthex that you can leave on one of your neighbor's doors to invite them to Easter breakfast and worship next Sunday. Also, a reminder, if you have an Easter lily, to take care of that sooner rather than later for next week's celebration. Are there any additional announcements? Yes, please.
Just a reminder on Easter breakfast. Hope to see as many of you as are here. Remember, it's going to be from 9 to 10. It's between the services. And I'm still looking for more egg dishes. We only have 5 signed up, so if more people can make them, that'd be great. And then one thing we're doing differently this year, John Bryant, our sexton, is gone for a month. And so we're going to have to take down everything in the fellowship hall after the Easter breakfast and set up for AAs. So from 10 to 10:20 next week, if a couple people can come downstairs and do that, you've already eaten, so hopefully you're in good shape. Thank you.
Please rise as you're able for the blessing. Beloved, you are God's people, holy, claimed, renewed. God bless you and keep you, shower you with mercy, fill you with courage, and give you peace. Amen.